This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine's president attended a memorial service on Saturday for those who died in a helicopter crash on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At the somber service in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife laid flowers on each of the seven coffins, draped in the blue and yellow flags of Ukraine. Zelensky then spoke briefly with the families as a small orchestra played a mournful adagio. The helicopter carrying Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and other officials slammed into a kindergarten building, killing him and about a dozen other people, including a child on the ground. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov says Ukrainian forces will train to use Leopard 2 battle tanks despite Western allies' failure on Friday to reach a decision on whether to supply Kyiv with the German-made tanks. Reznikov told VOA's Ukrainian service Friday that Ukraine's troops will train on the tanks in Poland and described the development as a breakthrough. The director of RT France, the French arm of the Russian state broadcaster, said Saturday that the arm will shut down after its French bank accounts were frozen over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. This, according to the channel's director on Saturday. The French finance ministry told AFP that the assets of the chain had been frozen in compliance with the most recent EU sanctions against Russia over the war in Ukraine. The director of RT France said 123 employees are at risk of not being paid for January. Britain's prime minister has been fined for not wearing a seatbelt while taping a social media clip in the back of a car in northwest England. When Rishi Sunak uploaded the video to Instagram, viewers complained to the Lancashire police. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Biden says he will be speaking with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy about the debt ceiling. However, the White House says raising it is not a negotiation, but an obligation. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
During a Friday meeting with the nation's mayors, President Biden discussed the seriousness of lifting the debt limit.
If we don't meet our national debt and renege on the first time, we have a calamity that exceeds anything that's ever happened financially in the United States.
House Speaker McCarthy tweeted, "I accept your invitation to sit down and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending." Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells the AP the debt ceiling must be raised. I'm Julie Walker.
Burkina Faso's army has freed 66 women and children who were abducted earlier this year by Islamic extremists while gathering food in the country's northern Sahel region, according to a state television report Friday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
National broadcaster RTB reported that armed forces had located the hostages during a military operation in Center North region. The group included 39 children and 4 infants among them. Authorities have said they had been out in the countryside gathering wild fruit when Islamic extremists kidnapped them on January 12th and 13th. Extremists have besieged towns around the West African country, preventing people and goods from moving freely. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Reuters is reporting that large numbers of Eritrean troops have left the town of Shire in Ethiopia's Tigray region, where they fought in support of government forces. The Eritrean forces' continuing presence in Tigray is seen as a key obstacle to a lasting peace between the Tigrayan regional forces and Ethiopia's government. The Tigray war is believed to have resulted in tens of thousands of deaths, possibly more, and forced millions to flee their homes. It wasn't immediately clear if the troops' movements out of Shire was part of an Eritrean withdrawal from the region or merely a redeployment. A judge has ordered the Canadian government to help bring home 4 Canadian men being held in Syrian camps. Federal Court Justice Henry Brown directed Ottawa to request repatriation of the men as soon as reasonably possible and provide them with passports or emergency travel documents. Canadians are among many foreign nationals in Syrian camps run by Kurdish forces that reclaimed the war-torn region from the extremist group Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. And thousands of people packed into central Madrid on Saturday to protest the socialist government and accuse it of undermining the constitution in a rally backed by rightist Spanish parties. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.